basic with my arthritis. And then once he gave me something for my sciatica, I'm getting old. No, you gave me some kind of a medication a couple of years ago, and it worked. So now I need something for my arthritis. I went to a doctor, yeah. Getting old.
The very Kefir talks about you occasionally.
No.
We left off last week on Chav Zayin Omer Aleph towards the bottom. Tana Rabbanon, about eight lines before the bottom, I think. Rabbi Reishel, who was a regular every week, just had surgery, so we wish him a refuah shleima, and the learning should be a schus for him. He always comes to learn. Rabbi Chaim Yitzchok, then Doiv Shalom. Yeah, we left off Chav Zayin Omer Aleph about 8 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk in the Parsha Saita, so it says, this is the din, how you have to treat the situation, Shatis the Isha, Tachas Isha. If the woman will become a Saita, Saita means to stray off the straight path. People should go on the straight path. And the Saita, Sota Menadev, she goes on the side. So she's straying, Tachas Isha, while she's married to her husband, she's acting improperly. So the Pasuk mentions the husband and the wife next to each other in the same Pasuk, Isha, the woman, Tachas Isha, her husband. So it's a Hekish, Lahakish, Ish, Liisha, the Isha, Liish. The din that the Chumash has with respect to the husband carries over to the wife, and the din that the Chumash has with respect to the wife carries over to the husband. Frag the Gemara, what din? Yeah. What din does the Chumash say with respect to the husband that carries over, and what din with respect to the wife? Frag the Gemara, my Hilchasa, what is the Brisa referring to? So he says the following: Kishem Shim Hu Sumo Lahaya Mashke. If the husband is not able to see, husband is blind. So the lashon haPasuk is, if the wife is fooling around, she's having an affair. Vinela me adova me ene isha. The husband doesn't see what's happening. He didn't see what's happening. So the pasuk implies that the husband has sight; he's able to see, but he didn't see actually this nus. So the pasuk implies that if the husband is a suma, the whole parsha soita doesn't apply. The miracle was never promised in such a case. So just like if the husband is a suma, the parsha doesn't apply. Kachi im hoisa suma lo hoisa shoisa. Same thing if the wife is a suma. Lakish isha lish. Then the Gemara says in the other direction, the pasuk says lahakish, the husband carries. The din that's written with respect to the wife carries over to the husband. What is that? If the woman doesn't have the ability to walk on her own feet, she has to walk with stilts, or she has to walk with a cane. She's a chigeris. She's missing a leg, or gidemis. She's missing an arm. The parsha doesn't apply. You take the psukim literally. The kohen should have the woman stand. You can say you can stand with crutches. No, so the Gemara takes it literally. The woman has to be able to stand on her own 2 feet. And then it says, v'nosan al kapeho, he takes the mincha soita and he puts it on her hands. So the Gemara takes everything literally. So from the taking it literally, the mashmos implies that if the woman, the married woman, that the husband is choshed to have, she's missing a leg, or she's missing an arm, the parsha doesn't apply. So we carry that over. There's a hekesh, the husband to the wife, kachu, the husband. If the husband is missing an arm, husband is missing a leg, lo hoya mashke.
The word handmaid, if somebody helps her, if she stood by herself, is v'amda. Handmaid means that he stand her up.
He tells her where to stand. Handmaid, the kohen tells her where to stand, she stands on her own. The Gemara is medayik, taking it literally. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara has a discussion. Do you really need binyan krokid achsiv? Do you have to take every pasuk so literally? The Gemara there discusses. The Edom testified that someone is chayv misa, and Bezin makes a Gemara din lemisa. So who actually administers the einish misa's Bezin? So by most chayv misas, the din is yad ho Edom tiyabah barishayna. We tell the Edom in advance. You're telling over his story, he's chayv misa. Do you realize that if we're gonna make a Gemara din, you're going to have to give him the skila, the sreifa, the herik, the chenik. You're going to have to kill him. So this is to warn the Edom, if you're going to tell a baba maisa, you're going to have to kill him. So you're sure you're telling the truth? Make sure you tell the truth. So most of the Chayvi Misa, there are a few exceptions to the rule. By Mesis, if someone tries to convince someone else to do Avodah Zarah, so the din is Yad HaNisas Tia Bab Reishana. The one whom he tried to convince has the mitzvah to kill him. Or by Ratzeach, if someone murdered someone else, so you don't have Yad Eidim Tia Bab Reishana, the din is that the Goel Adam kills him. Goel Adam says Mefurish and Chumash in the end of Chumash Bamidbar. Not only B'shoigeg. We're used to thinking Goel Adam, if someone killed B'shoigeg, so the Goel Adam has a right to kill him if he's Yotza Mi'chutz Le'ir Miklotai. But it's not only B'shoigeg. The Pasuk says B'furish. If someone was a Horig B'mezid, the Goel Adam has to kill him and not Yad Oedim. And the third exception to the rule is Shara Niskal. If Shor was Horig HaSa'odam, so that you don't say Yad Oedim Tia Bab Rishonim. The mitzvah is on the Balashor. The owner of the Shor has the mitzvah that he should kill, he should give the skila to the Shor. And the Gemara says, just like if I chapois a mitzvah from someone else, the Gemara says in Chulin, in Perikisi Adam, v'shochat v'chisa, whoever shechts the chicken has the mitzvah to do the kisi Adam. So if I shecht the chicken, it's my schus to do the mitzvah. Someone else comes and they run and they do the kisi Adam, they stole the mitzvah from me. I had the right to do the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, there's a penalty, you have to pay me asor zehuvim. So there's a Gemara in Bava Kama and Av Tzadik, where the Gemara says, if I own a shor, and my behema killed an Adam, so the Bezin made a Gemara din l'skila, the shor deserves skila. So it's my mitzvah, the Bala shor, the owner of the shor, has the mitzvah to give the skila, and if anybody else chapsois the mitzvah, they have to pay me asor zehuvim, because they stole the mitzvah from me. So the Gemara says, these are the three exceptions to the rule, but there is no din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabab Rishana. But usually, we require the Edim, they should do it. So the Gemara says, Nikto Yad Ha'edim is Pata. Let's say Bezin made a Gemar Din, and after the Gemar Din, one of the Edim loses his arms, and he's not able, being a Kruch Nechsiv, we require, the Pasuk has to be fulfilled literally, verbatim. Yad Ha'edim Tiyabab Rishana. If the Edim don't have hands, they can give him the skill of the Srefa by pushing with their shoulders. So the Gemara says, no. The pasuk has to be taken literally. And so, goes through various psukim and chumash, various dinim. Do you really always require Yad Ha'edim? Do you really always require binun korok kedichsiv literally? Or do you say no? Whatever the idea is. So the Gemara says sometimes you have to take the words of the pasuk literally, and sometimes it's to be taken figuratively, not necessarily literally. So here, if we're talking about a miracle, was promised L'Dori Doris, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make a miracle that when the woman drinks from the Mayim Amarim, it's not poisonous, she's going to have a Misa Mishuna, and the boil who didn't even drink, he's also going to have a Misa Mishuna. So this is a miracle that was promised. So the Gemara understands, the Brice understands, the miracle was only promised if you have every single detail.
Bezin
does it, why didn't
they learn the same thing in other cases?
In which case?
When he's in jail, and there's a Bezin problem.
Yeah.
Why don't they learn it there? Why don't
they
do it?
Well, Marbe Ishish. They said there's an extra word, Ishish. So the extra word is Marbe, that even if the husband can't be Mekane himself, the Bezin can do the act of Kinoi, the Zachlod Mishlevifonov. Yeah. They needed a drasha from a pasuk. Without the drasha, they wouldn't have said it. Which case? No. Soita is a miracle. Soita is a miracle, yeah. See, here, the Gemara understands the pasuk promise, the Torah promises a miracle throughout all the future generations. So it's only if every detail is fulfilled, binan korokid echsiv. You can't use logic over here. The whole thing is lamayla menateva over here. The whole thing is a psa, a nes. And Nes Kavod is the only Nes that the Torah promises, that you have a right to be Samech al Nes. Yeah. Torah promises things are going to grow well. Yeah. That's right. Ma bravashia, my third nafkimina, kishem she'ilemis lahoysa shoysa, if the woman is unable to speak, dichsib yamar ha'isha, amen, amen, when the kohen is mashbia her, atki lo satis, and so on, so she has to be able to say amen. If she's not able to speak, she's mute, she cannot speak. So the whole parasha of Soita doesn't apply. Kach, similarly, who, if the husband is an Elam, he can talk with sign language and so on, but if he can't speak with his mouth, with his lips, imhoya Elam lo hoya mashke, because of the hekesh between the husband and the wife, so any din that the Chumash formulates with Gabi, one of them is carried over to the other one as well. Okay. Unless you have to have all the details.
The husband's testimony beforehand.
Sign language. Yeah, he warned his wife with sign language.
That's acceptable.
Yeah. It would have been acceptable if not for the fact that you have a hekesh between the husband and the wife. Communicate. I would have said if they can communicate with each other, that's v'yomra. So the Gemara says no. V'yomra means speaking, literally speaking. Communication is not sufficient. People who are mute can also communicate.
Maybe it's only b'shas that she says amen, amen. No, when she has to drink, maybe he was able to speak before. Then
yeah. Also possible. Okay. Also possible.
Yeah. Hekesh has the force of deraisa.
Yeah, we assume so. Hekesh is a din deraisa. Sure.
Historically, were there cases of some of the sound of so many conditions?
No, the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that there were cases that there were twin sisters and the husband brought his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and she was afraid she was going to die. So her twin went in instead and they didn't realize that there wasn't the right woman. So nothing happened. Nothing happened. But then after she walked out of the Beis HaMikdash, so the two sisters kissed each other. And some of the Maimamar went into the mouth of the other sister, then she got sick and she died. The boil dies even, no one's kissing him. The boil dies in the Gansan, a miracle. The Yerushalmi says that it happened, yeah. Apparently it happened. There are a lot of conditions yet. Okay, we finally finished the parrot. Hadron Aloch Harusa. Okay, we'll start the next parrot. Kishem Sha'amayim Botkim Oysa, just like the Torah promises a miracle. That this, if the Saita is guilty, she's going to die in Misa Mishuna. Kachamayim Botkim also. So too, it'll test out the man. Who is the man? Which man? The Gemara is finally going to explain. The boil, not the husband. The husband didn't do anything wrong. It goes on the boil. Well,
Shenema. If there are a few boilim, it goes with all the boilim.
Yeah, yeah.
The
Baal had to make sure that
he
himself
was
not
spoiled, but then he didn't have an affair in the marriage. So
it
go on him too.
If the Baal, right, we had it in. That's one of the conditions. If the Baal is not minuka meyava, and if the Baal is running around with other women, then the miracle will never happen at all. So no one's going to die. No one's going to die. If the miracle only happens v'niku ish miyavin, if the Baal is menuka miyavin, if he's not running around, if he's running around with other women, so what right does he have to chepe his wife? He has no right to give her musa. So the whole miracle was never promised.
Rashi disagrees with that. He only says
Rashi says the dinner ain't a menuka miyavin. The miracle doesn't apply. It's only if the husband violated the dinner of a nitma. He was living with his wife after she already had the kinu yastira. Right. And the Rambam said, the Rambam learned the Gemara, whenever the Baal is in violation of any Biasura from the time of his Bar Mitzvah on, it's called Eidim Anukam Yavim.
Or Issa Derabbanan.
Issa Derabbanan, right. That was a discussion in the Gemara, even in Issa Derabbanan. Yeah. So how do you know that this is so? And the Pasuk, it only says the woman is going to die in Misa Mishuna, a miraculous Misa Mishuna. Where does it say that the boil is also going to die? Shenema, because the Pasuk says Uvo, Uvo. So what does it say? Uvo, Uvo. So the Gemara is going to say they're not sure what it means. Does it mean because the word appears, the phrase appears twice in the Chumash? Uvo, Uvo, Hamayim, Hamarim, Lamarim says twice. So the first time it goes on the Isha. The second time, Menu, Inyan, Leisha. Is that why? Or does the Mishnah mean to learn out from the letter Vav? Uvo, there's an extra letter Vav. We should have said Vo'u bo hamayim. So maybe the extra Vav is what teaches us. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Then the Mishnah has another din. Kishem shasur labala, if a woman is a Saita Vadai. Saita Safik means we don't know what the story is. The husband was Mekanei lo, he was Masra. Then Istron, she had Yichud. So she's a Saita Safik. Saita Vada means be caught her in the act. We know Bevada that she was Mezanim. So when a woman is a Saita, so the din is Kishem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Labo. She's not allowed to be with the husband. And if the husband, when the husband divorces her, she's not allowed to marry the boil.
If the woman gets sick as a result of her drinking,
yeah.
Does that mean the boil is also guilty?
Yeah, we assume the boil is guilty.
She can
do that. No, so the Mishnah says a miracle will occur and he'll also die in Misa Mishuna. So Tosfos raises this long Tosfos on the Mishnah, quotes from the Yerushalmi. Tosfos in Saita quotes heavily from the Yerushalmi. And every daf, Tosis keeps on quoting the Yerushalmi. It's a different set of Balei HaTosis. Most of the time, Tosis didn't have access to the whole Yerushalmi. And on Seita, they keep on quoting. So they have a discussion. What happens if the woman drinks the Mayim HaMarim and she takes sick right away and the boil, the husband is chosha, the boil, he's perfectly okay. Nothing, he's not sick at all. So what does that indicate? How do you understand that story? So the Yerushalmi says, maybe he had a schus. Maybe he has schus and she didn't have a schus. Then the Yerushalmi says, but there's a machlekes hatanoim, if the woman has a schus or the man, the boil, has a schus, will you recognize at least that they begin to get sick? They get pale, their face starts to change color. She won't die on the spot within an hour, but she'll begin to... Visnavna. So that was a machlekes. So the Yerushalmi says, one opinion was that nothing will change. You won't detect anything. If he has a schus, you won't detect anything. So one explanation is, how can it be if she starts to die, she's dying and the boil doesn't die? The Mishnah says the miracle is going to occur by both. So either you say that he had a schus, she didn't. But if you hold that whenever he had a schus, he has to start getting sick, but we didn't see it all. Yerushalmi suggests, maybe he was b'shoigig and she was b'mezid. This miracle that they're going to die in Misa Mishuna is only if they realize that they're doing something wrong. So if he thought she was a single woman, she told him a story, she's a single woman. So it's prohibited, it's usur minatara to have an affair with a single woman also. But you don't. But the miracle that someone's going to die doesn't apply. So if the woman knows that she's married, she's having an extramarital affair, so the miracle is going to happen that she's going to die Misa Mishuna. If the man thought that she was single, that's an avera kala, as opposed to a sinof, which is an avera chamura, boal eshesish, he will not die, he will not get sick.
But don't we publicize the fact that a woman so-and-so became a sota? We don't do that about the boil. No one really knows who the boil is. So basically, he's not going to have the same type of embarrassment being put up on a pedestal like she is. He'll probably die somewhere, because clearly he's guilty, but the same busha that's going to be thrown to her is not going to be on him.
Well, the husband takes the wife to the Beis HaMikdash, so people know what people will see what's happening.
But I'm saying about the boil.
Yeah, about the wife, we don't. There's no need for the publicize in the newspapers. It just says in the Mishnah, whoever is there in the Beis HaMikdash, we encourage everyone to be present. I don't think we advertise in the newspaper, everyone should come because tomorrow a man is bringing his wife. Whoever happens to be there, we encourage him. The boil is probably not going to be there. So people
aren't there certain times when Beis HaMikdash kills somebody, they do a public...
Hachraza, yeah. Arbot Tzirich
Hachraza. Is that a Hachraza situation?
No. Ben Soramar is one of them, Zakamamri, Hedim Zemimim, right, Mesis. Those are the four. But the Saita doesn't need Hachraza. Mishnah just says, if there are women in the Beis HaMikdash on the day that a Saita comes, so we encourage all the women to watch V'nivasra Kol HaNoshim. We should give Musa to all the women. It's improper to act with pritzes, and if one does act improperly, so this is what may result. We try to encourage all the women to be present.
When you say shogeg, isn't shogeg still, it's not mixed with avon, it's still there's some kind of a stain, even with shogeg.
You mean if the husband violated an aver b'shogeg? Yeah, the Gemara said b'feirish, Tosis and Yevamos had on the sugya we learned already, that if the husband didn't realize he did kinui, and he didn't realize that she had stira already, and he lived with his wife after she had stira. Then later on he finds out that she had already done stira before he was with her. So then he should not bring her to the Beis HaMikdash because the miracle will not apply. Because that's Eina Menucha Miyofen. Even though at the time the husband was sleeping with his own wife, he didn't know that she had already had stira, she's already Asura Lo. B'shoigig, yeah. Nonetheless, that's called Eina Menucha Miyofen. Here Tosfos is talking, the Yerushalmi is talking a different thing. The boil will only die the Misa Mishuna if he was boil eshesish b'mezid. If he thought that she was a single girl, then the boil is not going to die. If the husband violated Eina Menucha Miyofen b'shoigig, so Tosfos proves from the Gemara that it's still called Eina Menucha Miyofen. You're right.
In order for the boil to be punished, did he have to have asura?
No. Nobody has asura. No. No, the husband warns the wife, altistri mishplan. He doesn't talk to the boil. No.
So the boil can't be punished.
Punished, it's a misa mishumim in Hashemayim. It's a
miraculous.
Yeah. It's not that Bezdin is not punishing. Bezdin doesn't punish without asura.
She's also a power. She's also a power.
Who was shaygig?
The wife. The husband was shaygig with the wife.
Yeah.
After
she's asur la baili. Yeah, she had kinui astira, and he has to divorce her. He has no brer.
She get the get
or not? He has to give her a get, yeah.
Does she get the ksuba?
Does she get the ksuba? When a woman does kinui astira and there's a possibility of drinking, my mamarim says she didn't ruin the marriage yet. She says, I'm innocent, I didn't do anything wrong. But if she did kinui astira and then she sleeps with the husband and she doesn't tell him she already had stira, so she ruined the marriage by her sleeping with her husband doesn't know that she already did stira. She knows she did stira. And then when she's with the husband, she caused it to be ein abba menuka miyoven. So she made it impossible for the husband to... for herself to become Muteris Levila. So then she loses the Ksuba. Whenever the wife is responsible, that's the Yisoid of the Mishnah and Ksuba, is the fine base. Whenever a couple gets divorced, their husband has to pay Ksuba. Even no fault divorce, no one's fault. They fell out of love, that's all. So the husband has to pay Ksuba. But if you can point a finger and say the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage, because she's always cursing her mother-in-law, or she doesn't want to have any children, she doesn't want to go to mikveh, whatever. Okay. No, that's grounds. Higdicha tafshila. No, that's a different Mishnah. That's at the end of Gittin. Beis Hillel hold that's grounds for divorce. But he still has to pay ksuba. Grounds for divorce still has to pay ksuba. If she ruins the marriage, cursing the shviga, that's called ruining the marriage. Or noderes ve'ene mekayemes. If the woman keeps on taking the darim, and she violates the nedarim. So the Gemara says, Bavon nedarim bani mason. If the parents take the nedarim and they violate the neder, then chalila that can cause the children to die. So that's considered ruining the marriage, because the marriage is ain isha ela lebanim. The whole purpose of the marriage is to have children. Or the woman wants to, they get married, they never spoke about how many children they're going to have, and then the woman doesn't want to have any children. So she's ruining the marriage. It's self-understood that the marriage was for the purpose of having children.
Does it matter also, like, if she says, okay, two is enough and I don't want to have any more, and the husband says, no, I want five?
If they have a son and a daughter, so they, it's understood, even though they didn't talk about it when they were dating, it's understood that the wife has to help the husband fulfill the mitzvah piriviriv. That's what he's getting married for. Once you have the son and the daughter, they fulfill the basic mitzvah piriviriv. Then the Gemara says that the Gemara quotes the story about Rabbi Akiva, that he had 24,000 students and they all died between Pesach and Shavuos, and then he taught five students later, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, and so on, Rabbi Meir, and they were the ones who transmitted the whole Torah Shabbat Peh to the next generation. So the Gemara quotes the Pesach in Kohelet, Ba'berkez Ra'azar Echa, V'le'erev Al-Tanach Yodecha, that the farmer should not be lazy, even though he planted a lot of seed in the morning, he should continue planting the end of the day, because you never know which will grow better. So the Gemara says it applies to having children. You never know, even though one had children when he was younger, he should try to continue to have more children later, because you never know, maybe the children later in life will be better children. And it applies to having talmidim, that a Rebbe shouldn't retire. That's the problem of our generation. A lot of Rabbonim and Rebbe's and Yeshivas don't know when they're supposed to retire. But Rabbi Akiva was not supposed to retire. He's still able to function. So the Gemara recommends, if Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students when he was young, he should continue to teach. He shouldn't retire. He should continue to teach Torah later, because you can never tell. Maybe the later students will be the ones who will transmit the whole Torah. All the earlier students died out. So the... What, how do we get involved in this? I already forgot. What do you ask again? So that pasuk, so the Ramon Shulchan Aruch writes, what if the wife died, he has children from the first wife, and then he's going to marry a younger woman, another woman, have another set of children, he's afraid there's going to be friction between the older children and the younger children. So there are more quotes from the Trumas Hadesh and from earlier, if there's a chashash k'tata, so you don't have to volunteer this, la'erev atanach yadecha. So the Beis Shmuel, commenting on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Ramban from the Melchames, on that Gemara, and Yivam is the end of Perek HaBoi Yivimtoi. So the Ramban writes that this pasuk, la'erev atanach yadecha, is a midas chasidus. It's not even a chiyav midirabban. It's recommended midas chasidus. If the wife doesn't want, she doesn't want. You shouldn't force her. He has no right to divorce his wife if she doesn't want to have more children than the son and the daughter. it's a recommended Midas Chassidus. And after the Second World War, there was such a big chunk of the world Jewish population was killed. So the Rabbanim recommended we should go bend over backwards, have even more children to make up for all those who were lost in the war.
Rabbi Shechter, if a wife or the husband is looking to have a relation with other people, this is not the sources, there's no shulim bais.
Avada, there's no shulim bais. Avad, that's terrible. That's what the whole period, that's what the whole Masechta is all about. That's what ruins the shalom bayis. Yeah. So let's see again. So the perek begins that the miracle that's promised that the soita will die, misa mishuna, is not only to the soita, it applies to the boil, and is beishenema, based on some phrase in the pasuk of bo, bo. It's unclear what it is, we'll see in a second. Then the Mishnah has another Mishnah. Kishem shasu elabal kach asu elaboil. If you see the woman After kinu yastira, let's say the husband doesn't want to bring her to the Beis Hamikdash. Calls money doesn't bring her to drink the Mayim Amarim, she's asura. So not only, so let's say the husband will divorce her. She's not allowed to go marry her boyfriend. The boil. Kishem shasur ala bal kach asura ala boil. We don't know if he's the boil. Just, he's the alleged boil. But that's the din. Shenema nitmo vinitmo. Direi Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says along the same style drosha as the first line in the Mishnah. The first line says that the miracle of dying from the Mayim Amarim is going to occur not only by the woman, by the boil. Shenemar, so they seem to be darshaning the Vav from Uvo. The Vav is Marba. So Rabbi Akiva darshans, the pasuk could have written Nitmo, and instead it writes Vinitmo with a Vav. So Rabbi Akiva darshans the Vav, Nitmo, Vinitmo, Kishem Shasur Alabal, Kach Asur Alabal. Rabbi Yeshua says, yeah, Kachi Yadarsh Zachari Ben Akatzov. Exactly like Rabbi Akiva said, Yidarshan Devov, he heard that from an earlier generation, that's Rabbi Zachari Ben Akatzov was before the days of Rabbi Akiva. He said the same. And Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi disagrees, no, you don't darshan from the Vav. Vinitmo. Rabbi Yomer, the Pasuk says twice. It says three times Vinitmo. So he says, Shnei Pamim Hamurim Beparshan, Nitmo Vinitmo, Echelabal, it's not from the Vav. He doesn't hold that Yidarshan Vavs.
Never?
That's a question. Tosis always has theorists. The Tana doesn't Darshan S. There are half a dozen places in Shas. He does Darshan S. He doesn't Darshan Vav. He does Darshan Vav. So it means over here he doesn't Darshan.
You have to look at the Pasuk. Sometimes it's Vav alone there. Sometimes
yeah,
it doesn't.
Yeah,
the Lord's
yeah.
Day you do.
It's yeah. Extra each place you have to judge based on the context. So the correct way to read the Mishnah is that the first line in the Mishnah was darshaning from the Vav, Ubo. And the next line was darshaning from the Vav, Vinitmo. That's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Zachari ben Akatzov. He was before Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi disagrees. I have a different drasha. You don't need, Rabbi was later. I have a different drasha. You don't need to darshan Vavs. I hold you don't darshan Vavs. I darshan from the fact that it's repeated twice. So once we quoted a drasha from Rabbi Akiva, so it's unclear why. So now they're going to quote more drushes from Rabbi Akiva. Bo bayom darash Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean, bo bayom, the same day that what? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Brochus, right? When they fired the chief rabbi, was Rabbi Gamliel. And he was very tough. And it was like a dictatorship. And he didn't allow anyone to express their opinions. And he was Mavazer Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with him on a few issues. So the Tanoim decided they have to fire him. So it became Ois Nasi. So then they decided to appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the Nasi. And then the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was much more open-minded. He wasn't such a tyrant like Rabbi Gamliel. A strange story, the Gemara says. So they added on more benches in the Beis Medrash. Rashi quotes the whole Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel only allowed those to come into the Beis Medrash who are Tocho Kibaro. Very pure-hearted people. What do you have, a detector? A metal detector. When you walk into the basement.
A hair can tell how
learned you are. Yeah. How can they tell Yirah Shamayim? We don't have a barometer to measure Yirah Shamayim. He wants it should be Tocho Kibaro. On the outside, the bar, he looks pious. Is he really pious on the inside? Does he really have Yirah Shamayim on the inside? It's very hard to judge that. So Rabbi Gamliel had a very restricted policy. He didn't have so many people in the Beis Medrash. The day they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so the Gemara says they added on so many hundreds of benches in the Beis Medrash, and there were more open-minded, and there was more exchange of ideas. And that day, the first day, everybody came out of the woodwork, and they were saying all the psukim from generations before. The Rabbi Gamliel never allowed anyone to open their mouth. And bo bayom, that first day, everybody was saying over old traditions, to restore the old tradition. So the Gemara says in Brachas, whenever it says bo bayom, it means after they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the chief rabbi. So we quoted a drasha from Rabbi Akiva in the beginning of the Mishnah. So now we're quoting another drasha that Rabbi Akiva said. There are many Mishnahs where it says bo bayom, many, many more dinim. Why do they only quote these over here? Because these are from Rabbi Akiva. So we're quoting those that Rabbi Akiva said on that day, because we started off with Rabbi Akiva. The first line, the first Mishnah in the Perek starts with Rabbi Akiva, so they quote another one.
Was the first thing in the Mishnah also bo bayom?
That's what I think, someone in the back, I think maybe the Rashash suggests that it must have been, otherwise what's the Hemshech? Just because Rabbi Akiva said a lot of things. Maybe it was also that day that he publicized his drush. Could be. So bo bayom, Darash Rabbi Akiva, he said the following drush. It says in Parsha Shmini, Klicheres Hashipal Mehem Al Tocha, Kol HaShabetocha Yitma. Klicheres, an earthenware vessel, is only Mekabel Tumah from the inside. Any other kli is Mekabel Tumah, either if you touch it on the inside, touch it on the outside. And a Klicheres, if an Adam Tami touches on the outside, it's not Mekabel Tumah. And in the inside, you don't even have to touch it. It's Mekabel Tumah Me'aviro. Me'aviro means, let's say if you have a dead sheretz, they have a dead mouse, the Shemayna Shuatz Ma'amur HaMator, the Chumash lists off eight rodents that are metami. If they're dead, if they're alive, they're not metami. So if you have the mouse dangling inside, if an Adam Tami sticks his finger in, that's not called Mekabel Tumah Mitochai, unless the whole person climbs into the Klicheres. The metame is the whole person. So I just stick my finger in, I think the din is that it's not metame the kli. But if I dangle the whole dead sheretz in the kli, even though the sheretz doesn't touch the inside of the kli, so that's halacha, it's mekabel tumah me'aviroi, a klicheres, only klicheres. Yeah. And then another chiddush of klicheres is that it has no tar b'mikveh. Once it's mekabel tumah, so you have to smash it. Once you smash it, it'll become tar. Any kli that you smash, ois kli, so it's ois kli, it can't retain the tumah. So he darshans on the pasuk, klicheres ha'shipol mehem. Mehem means one of the shmoneh shvatzim, one of the dead rodents, that a metame b'maisam. Klicheres ha'shipol mehem el tocho, kol ha'she betocho yitmo. Whatever oichel is in the kli will be mekabel tumah, and whatever oichel is in the kli would also be mekabel tumah. So Rabbi Akiva made a comment, einoim et tomei, it doesn't say whatever food is in the kli becomes tomei, the loshen elo yitmo. It means the same thing. It means it will become tummy. But the fact that the Chumash wrote the form of the verb yitmo could have written a kol she betocho tummy. So it sounds like yitameh. We darshan the word as if it were written yitameh. It's the same spelling, but it's a different pronunciation. So since it could have just as well written kol she betocho yihye tummy, I could have written kol she betocho tomei or yiyeh tomei. It doesn't say that. It says yitmo. So yitmo means the same thing, but it sounds like yitamei. What does it mean? L'tamei acherim. The Gemara is going to have to explain this. Limit al kikasheni shemetamei es hashlishi. The din is at the different levels in tumah. The Mishnah has in Taurus, it says ovas hatumah. There are three ovas hatumah: hasheretz, a dead sheretz, one of the shmoneh shvatzim, amur matoriz and av hatumah sheretz vashich vazera. If Sheikh Vazera comes out from a man, the Atomi Meis, one who attends a funeral, the Meis himself, we give him a title, he's Avi Avoy Satuma. That's a humorous way of presenting it. He's the grandfather, he's the highest level of Tuma. So whoever touches the Meis, whoever comes into the Oil Meis, whoever goes into the same room, is Mekabel Tuma from the Meis. So the Meis is Avi Avoy Satuma, so whoever becomes Tami from him is an Av Hatuma. Then, if he comes from the funeral, he shakes my hand. So he makes me into a Rishon Letuma. Then I'm only a Rishon Letuma. I can no longer be Metame or the Mekelim. I can only be Metame Ochlem and Mashkin. That's the first daf in Bava Kama that the Gemara says, Avi Avois HaTuma or Arv HaTuma is so Chomadik HaTuma, it's Metame, any one of the four categories. The four categories of things that are Mekabel Tuma, or the Mekelim, Ochlem and Mashkin. So or the Mekelim is only Mekabel Tuma from an Arv HaTuma or above. And Ochlem HaMashim can even be Mekabel Tumah from a Rishon LeTumah. Someone went to the funeral, said the mace is the Avi Avos HaTumah. The one who went became an Av HaTumah. He comes to shul, he shakes my hand, I become a Rishon HaTumah. So if I touch Ochel Mamashkam, I'll make the Ochel Mamashkam into a Sheni. If I touch another Adam or another Kli, I won't make it into a Sheni. That's a Machlekes HaRishayim, the Ramban on the first Daf in Chulin, has a Machlekes with the Ravid. What's the nature of the Din? Adam V'Kelim Anat Mekabel Tumah from a Rishon LeTumah, only from an Av HaTumah. Is that because the Rishon LeTumah can transmit Tumah to an Adam V'Kelim, or because Adam V'Kelim can never be a Sheni? Can only become either an Av HaTumah or above Avi Avos. What's an Afkemina? There's a Din of Cherev Hareu Kecholo by Tumas Meis. So it's Machlek is what it means. The Pasuk says if he touch a cholol, cholol means a dead body, someone who was murdered. Cholol literally means someone who was killed in battle. So a cholol is Avi Avos HaTumah. If I touch it, I become an Av HaTumah. What if I touch the sword that touched the mace? So you should have said the mace is Avi Avos HaTumah. The sword touches the mace, becomes an Av HaTumah. If I touch it, I become a Rishon HaTumah. So the Pasuk says no, when you touch cholol cherev, so either you touch the cholol, the mace, or you touch the cherev, the sword, not only the sword with which you... Cherev harei kecholol, so the cherev is also avi avos hatumah, and I become an av hatumah. Let's say I am an av hatumah, and I'll touch a cherev, I'll touch a kli mateches. That's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Rebbe. What do you mean? Cherev harei kecholol. So here for the Rishonim, the Shachan Yeredei quotes this machlekes Rishonim. So here for the Rishonim say, cherev harei kecholol only applies if it's a kli mateches, if it's a metal kli. If it's a wooden kli, the din of cherev harei kecholol doesn't apply. That's how we usually say. And the other Rishonim hold, the Rambam holds, not true. Cherev harei kecholol applies to clothing, to tables, chairs, to everything, except for kli cheres. Anything other than kli cheres, much more inclusive. So the shaila is like this. Let's say I went to a funeral and the mace is there. He's avi avos. I become an av hatumah. I come to shul. I shake someone else's hand. He becomes a rishon letumah. Then the rishon letumah touches a cherev harei kecholol. So if he'll transmit the tumah, this din of cherev harei kecholol doesn't only apply on the first level by mace. It applies on the next level also. If an av hatumah touches a cherev harei kecholol, it'll make an av hatumah. So what if you have the av hatumah, the man who went to the funeral is an av hatumah. He comes, he shakes my hand, I become a rishon letumah. So if I'll touch a cherev harei kecholol, a metal kli, it'll become a rishon letumah. It won't become a sheni. So what's the din that odom v'kelim are not mekabel tumah from a rishon? Is that because a rishon doesn't have the koyach to transmit tumah to odom v'kelim, or because odom v'kelim can never become so low a level of sheni? So that's a machlekes. The Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ravid on the first daf of Chulin, based on the base, what'll be the din if you have a rishon letumah will touch a cherev? So would you say okay, it becomes a rishon? It can't become a rishon. Or do you say no? A rishon letumah cannot transmit tumah to adam akel. So that's machlekes. What's the gather of the din deraisa? Machlekes on the level of deraisa. See here. Rabbi Akiva darshans from the Pasuk. Gemara is going to have to explain where did he see this drasha in the Pasuk. The Mishnah doesn't explain it. Rabbi Akiva says, how far down does tumah go? So let's say the mace is avi avos hatumah. Someone attends the funeral, it becomes an av hatumah. He shakes my hand, I become a rishon letumah. Then a rishon letumah can only transmit tumah to oichel mamashkim. So I touch an oichel, I make it into a sheni letumah. Then the oichel is going to touch a mashka, is going to make it into shlishi. Then the mashka is going to touch something else, is going to make it into the revi. And how far does it go? Keeps on going and going and going, the oil of void. So we assume, yeah, there are a lot of dinim derabbanim. There are a lot of dinim derabbanim thrown in. But before you get to the dinim derabbanim, so we assume that by chulin, if you're talking about chulin de gezachin, the lowest level of tumah is sheni. That's as far as it goes. A rishon touches oichel mamashkin and makes it into a sheni, and that's can't go weiter. But trumah, the tumah can go till the level of shlishi, and if the thing that's going to be mekabel tumah is kachim, so kachim goes to the level of revi, and paraduma goes to the level of chamishi. That's a tosefta. Paraduma, when machma for paraduma purposes, goes to the level of chamishi. So we assume that the din of shlishi You have a tumah of if a sheni touches truma, it makes it into a shlishi. If a something is a sheni touches chulin, it's not metameh at all. Only if the sheni touches truma or kachin makes it into a shlishi. So Rabbi Akiva darshans from the pasuk not so. He holds that sheni osa shlishi even bechulin, not only betruma even bechulin. So Bob Ayam Darash Rabbi Akiva, he had a drasha. The Mishnah doesn't quote the whole drasha. The Gemara is going to have to explain it. The Mishnah doesn't explain it yet. Ukli Cheres Hashiip Al Mehem Al Tocha. What does he see from the pasuk? We'll have to figure it out. Kol Hashem Besochi Yitma. Ain't I'm a tummy? Doesn't say Yihi a tummy. Doesn't say the food in the Kli Cheres will become tummy. Ela Yitma, which means exactly the same. But the word Yitma could be read. We darshin it as if it were read Yitame. Yitma means Letame Acherim. What does it teach us? Limit Al. How did he derive this? We don't know. Limit al kikasheni shemetame es hashlishi bechulin. He's talking about chulin. If you have a loaf of bread, a kikar in a klicheres, so the dead sherets that you dangle into the avir of the tanur. You're talking about a klicheres. The Rashi writes, bizman ha-tanach, it was very common that the tanurim, the ovens, were made from cheres, klicheres. So what do you normally have in an oven? A loaf of bread is baking in the oven. So if you dangle dead sherets in the oven, the dead sherets is not touching the walls of the oven, not touching the food, doesn't matter. The sherets is an avhatuma. It's just in the air in the avir, so it transmits tuma to the walls, so the walls become arishan, and the walls make the food into a sheni, even though the food is not touching the walls. The walls make the food into a sheni, and that says that sheni, that loaf of bread, kol hashem betocha yitma means letame acherim, that the loaf, the kikar, is a sheni. The loaf of bread that's in the oven is a sheni letuma. How did it become a sheni? Gemara is going to explain. Because the dangling sherets is an av. Even though it doesn't touch the walls of the thing, if it touches walls on the outside, it's not metame at all, menater. It's on the inside dangling, it is metame. But it's not metame, the dead sherets dangling in the air is not metame the loaf of bread directly. It's metame the walls, even though it doesn't touch it. Then the walls in turn are metame the loaf of bread. So the walls become a rishon, the loaf of bread becomes a sheni. And because the verb is written in this form, yitma, has a connotation of yitame acherim, lime, this pasuk teaches us, al kikar sheni, a loaf of bread that's a sheni letume, bechulin, shemetame es hashlishi. There is a level of shlishi letume by chulin, which we don't paskin like. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Very nice that he said it the day that they appointed Rabbi Blazer Mazayah, but we don't have to accept everything that he said. The next part also, Rabbi Akiva holds that chumin is deraisa, al paimam, we're not going to accept that either. But the Mishnah is writing historically all the things that Rabbi Akiva said, babayom, even though we don't necessarily accept them. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua makes a historical comment. Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai was at one time the chief rabbi. He was the chief rabbi during the Churban Abayis. He was the chief rabbi for 40 years. So he said he had already passed away. Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai passed away. So Rabbi Yeshua says, "Mi gala ofer meinecha, Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai. Halavai, we could dig you out from your grave and take off the sand from your eyes, and you'll see what's happening. You said while you were alive, you said shehayisa oimer." If, like Zogin, Rabbi Yechman Zaka used to say, Osidor Acher, in the future I can tell that a generation is going to come, they're going to be Metar Kika Shlishi, Shein Lo Mikra Menatoiro, Shuhutome. I can foresee in the future, Rabbi Yechman Zaka said the halacha the way it is, not like Rabbi Kiva, that Shein Yosef Shlishi Betruma, or Bekotchim, not Bechulin. So since it's not an explicit pasuk, say Rabbi Yechman Zaka bemoaned the fact, I can foresee in the future that it will come another Bezna Gadol, and they will reject what we said in our generation. They will decide that Ein Sheni Osir Shlishi B'Truma, because there's no Mefurish Pasik, it's only based on a Kavachayma. So Rabbi Yeshua says, look how wrong you were. Rabbi Akiva came after you passed away, and he said, A Pasik, I'm a Mefurish Pasik. Not only Sheni Osir Shlishi B'Truma, even Sheni Osir Shlishi B'Chulin. B'chulin. So they can't have another generation that's going to reverse. Allah Rabbi Kiva Talmitcha, maybe lo mikra ben atar shu tomi shenam kala she besocha yitma. Doesn't say tomi, it says yitma le tomi acher. So we gather, we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva. We paskin like Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai, the way it was accepted in the earlier generation. Sheni osa shlishi b'chuma v'kachim, but not b'chulin. We don't hold...
There's a source for that a sheni makes you shlishi
b'chuma. The Gemara is going to work out the source, a kavachayma. Moore's going to work it out later.
So in the same manner, he's going to work out a source that it doesn't apply to chulin.
Yeah.
The friendship between the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Rabbi Kordra, Rabbi Kiva, every time it says Yitmo in the Torah, Yitmo Dash Yitamim?
I don't think so.
A lot of times it says Yitmo Ad Erev.
Yeah, I don't
know.
So it can't.
How does he know to stop here or not?
I don't know. Murder is kasha. We don't accept the drush. We don't accept the drush. Based on the context.
The
that here.
It's
many times. Says Yitma many times. Avanda. Yeah. The Maritz Chai is, he can guess in advance what the Maritz Chai is going to comment. The Rashash, whenever the Rashash has a comment, he picks on anything that's questionable, says Akashim here, Akashim here. Maritz Chai has his special topics. He only talks about his kind of topics. So on this Mishnah, he has one of his topics. We have a klal, Ein bezn yochel levatel divi bezn chavera. Maritz Chai lived at the time of the beginning of the Reform movement. He was corresponding with the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer was fighting Reform. The Rebbe Kiveger, they were all fighting Reform at that time. So Maritz Chais wrote about the eternity of the Torah, that you can't reverse the halachas because the Reform are trying to throw out all the halachas. So he wrote a lot about that. And when does a Navi, he wrote a whole Sefer, Torah Sanavim, and the Maritz Chais sent them, and the Chassam Sofer sent them comments on the Sefer Torah Sanavim. When does a Navi have the right, not that the Reform claimed that they had a Navi, but he discussed when does a Navi have the right to change halacha, when not? Because Muhammad claims Yoshke changed the laws, and Muhammad claims that he changed the laws. So that was Navi HaSheker. So sometimes HaRosh HaSi has, the Maritz Chais has a whole safe about that. To what extent? Right, to what extent? When do you listen to the Navi Lo HaRosh HaSi, when not? You don't always listen to the Navi. So the Maritz Chais discusses this topic. We have a rule in the Gemara, Ein bezn yochel levatel divi bezn chaver. A later bezn cannot reverse a psakim, an earlier bezn, unless the later bezn is greater b'chochma v'minyan. So frekta rakasha on the Mishnah, what do you mean? Rabbi Yechonam Zakkai's psak was accepted in his generation. He was the chief rabbi. All the rabbonim, we don't have any record anywhere that anybody disagreed. That sheini osa shlishi b'truma avaloi b'chulin. That was the psak ha-mekubal. Comes Rabbi Akiva and he wants to be machma more. Sheni osa shlishi afila b'chulin. And Rabbi Yechonam Zakkai said, I can foresee in the future, it's going to come a generation, they're going to reject what we said. They're going to say, ain sheni osa shlishi afila b'truma. So the Maritz Chai says, what do you mean? How can they reject the psak hamakubal during the lifetime of Rabbi Yechonam Zakkai? Ein bez niyochel levatel divi bez nechaveroi, unless they're greater b'chochma v'minyan. So mean Rabbi Yechonam Zakkai can foresee a generation where they're going to be greater Torah scholars and they're going to reject his shita. How could that be? So he says, no, that's not true. The Rambam, he says, the Mishnah reads very well according to the Rambam. He writes as if it's the Rambam. The Rambam's quoting from the Talmud Yerushalmi, and all the Rishonim say it like that. That rule, ain bez niyochel levatel divi bez nechaverim, ken godel emena b'chokma v'minyan, only applies to repealing rabbinic enactments. If the earlier bezna made a takana de rabbanon, so the later bezna has no right to repeal it unless they're greater b'chokma v'minyan. But if the earlier bezna darshan the psukim one way, and you have centuries later, the later bezna holds that you darshan the psukim differently. Ein lecha l'shofet shebiyamecha. Avosel l'shofet hashiyya b'yamim ha'heim. So the Gemara says, fashteitzuch avosel l'shofet hashiyya b'yamim ha'heim. What are you going to do? You go to the Beis HaKvaris? And you're going to ask the Chavetz Chaim what the din is. He's not going to answer. I have to go to the Shofet Hashir B'Yamheim. So the Gemara says, no. The Pasuk means, even though I know what the Shoftim in the earlier generation say, if the Shofet in your generation, Paskins Fakeret, Ein Lecha L'Shofet Shav Yamecho. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam is quoting it from the Yerushalmi. The Bezdin in every generation has the right to Paskin Didim Deraisa the way they see fit. Yeah, I mean Rabbi Akiva, that, yeah. He's working on Hakan, he's asking Hakan Rabbi Yechonam Zakkai foresee a generation when they're gonna undo the chumra that he said, Sheni Osa Shlishi be Truma, it was already accepted in his, how can they go Lakula? So Yenza says, it's not a problem. We're talking about a din derais, and din deraisa, the best din in any generation. Every generation has the right to express their opinion. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein very often wrote a tshuva. Rabbi Moshe didn't look in all of the achrayim. So he used to always work out what he thought the din was. He would write a tshuva. Then he would show it to the mashgiach in the yeshiva, Rabbi Michal Birnbaum. So Rabbi Michal used to look in Nari Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer and all the achrayim. So a lot of times he would bring to Rabbi Moshe's attention that the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva not so. So Rabbi Moshe would look at it. Then he wouldn't change his mind. usually he would not change his mind, then he would write, then I add a paragraph. And even though the Chacham Sofer says like this, I don't accept. He would add on another paragraph. So there was a big Talmud Chacham here in the New York area who wrote a whole Sefer attacking Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. That he's such a Balgaiva, he thinks that he's greater than the Rabbi Yehuda, greater than the Vilna Gaon, greater than the Chacham Sofer, because he disagrees with all of them. A whole attack. He wrote, his Sefer was printed exactly the same, two columns by the same printer as the Igros Moshe, and his Sefer was called Man El Igoris, the response to the Igros Moshe. So Moshe was very hurt by that, why the printer printed everything exactly the same as his. And he said, I don't think I'm greater than the Chacham Sofer, but I don't know if I'm entitled to an opinion. But people pressure me, they insist they want to hear my opinion. So obviously people think I am entitled to an opinion. So if a Talmud Chacham is entitled to an opinion, he's obligated to give his honest-to-goodness opinion, even if it's in disagreement of earlier poskim who are greater than him. That's the halacha. Ein lecha l'shefet shebi amecha. Yiftach bedor, kishmul bedor. So that's what the Maariz Chai is. You could have predicted. That's all he has to say on this mission. The Rashash takes care of all the kashas, all the problems on the Mishnah, and the Rashis, they're problematic things here. But the Maariz Chai doesn't worry about little details. He just goes on big hashkafa issues, usually, or historical issues. Yeah.
Why couldn't they say here that they foresaw that at some generation down the line they would have a basement that's greater and
the couple of... Could be. Also Nishkan Kashan. Maybe he thought that there would be a greater basement. Yeah. Nishkan Kashan. But the truth of the matter is that Rambam's quoting the Rishonim is not only the Rambam's Chiddush. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah quotes the Rishonim and all the Rishonim on the first mission in Shavuos quote that Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Beferish like that. Yerushalmi asks if the Talmid Bishamai Bisilol held that there's a din of Tosefes Shavuos based on Psukim, so how can it be that in later generations Rabbi Gamliel is paskening against Talmid Bishamai Bisilol? Talmid Bishamai Bisilol were 100 years before the Churban Abayis. Hillel Bishamai were chief rabbi and assistant chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban Abayis. Rabbi Gamliel was later. So how can it be that they disagree with the Psak? So the Yerushalmi answers. In every generation, they darshan the psukim differently. However, you darshan the psukim, you have a right to disagree. If it's a din deraisa, right? How to do? The Gemara says that when they opened the Bayis Sheni, so they did the nisach hayayin differently. For 410 years, they did nisach hayayin one way, and then 7 years galus bavel. And then when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, they darshan the psukim differently. They have a right to darshan differently. Yeah.
Can anybody remember how they did it in the old days?
Yeah, the Gemara describes. Well, this guy's
no,
what
saying,
they.
They did remember.
They did remember, but they disagreed. Yeah, they disagreed. They had a right to disagree. 410 years under Shlomo HaMelech and all the Talmid HaChachamim, and the Bayis Sheni disagreed with everything that they did in Bayis Rishon. That's the halacha. Ein lecha l'shefet shebi amecha. Then the next Rebbe Akiva also we don't accept Rebbe Akiva's shita. Vo bayom darash Rebbe Akiva another din. It says in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, you have to, Levim didn't get a share in Eretz Yisrael, only other Shvatim. So where are they going to live? So you have to give Memches Ari Halvim. In addition to the 48 Ari Halvim, they also get the 6 Ari Mikla. So they get 48 and 6 is 54 cities. So it says, 42 with 6 is 48. Made a mistake, yeah. So it says the Memches Ari Halavim, you should measure Michutz Leir as Paskeid Ma Apayim Bama. You measure to the east, measure to the west, measure to the north, measure to the south, Apayim Bama in every direction. Umikra Acha Amar, and another pasuk says Mikuhir Bachutza Elef Amar Saviv. You measure 1,000 Amar. So which is it? Yev Shalaima Elef Amar. You can't say 1,000. Shekvanem Apayim Am. So it's astira. Mamish one pasuk gift to the other. The Levim get Memches Ari Halvim, plus how much around the city belongs to them? 1,000 or 2,000? So Rabbi Kiva said the Teretz says only 1,000. Hakesa Elef Amar Migrosh. They only get 1,000 amas around the city, that's all. And when it says in the Chumash, you measure Apayim Am, it has nothing to do with Dori Halvim. That's a din. But Chum Shabbos, the Torah is mentioning here that Chum Shabbos is Apayim Am around the city. Apayim Am Chum Shabbos. And we don't paskin like him. We paskin, the Gemara of the Farish, we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva, that Apayim Am is a din deraisa. It's only a din derabbanan. Is there a din deraisa Chum at all? That's a question. Yud Beis Mil. Right. So that's when we learned the Erevin at the last Mishnah, in the first Perek in Erevin. So the Mishnah has In the Israeli army, there were four kulas that the Chachamim allowed you to be mekel on four dinim derabbanan. So one of them is about going chutz l'tchum. So the Rif over there quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that yud beis mil is tchum in deraisa. So that you cannot be mekel for the soldiers unless they're going to do some work. If they have to do what they have to do, they have no beret, pikuach nefesh. But stam to be meikel, to let the soldiers go, chutz l'apai mama, stam for strolling, to have a nice time, that you don't let. To go chutz l'apai mama, that you do let. Even though they didn't make an erev etchumen, you let them go chutz l'apai mama. Because they're stuck, it's all a shas atraksa, you make it. Because the whole din of apai mama is only the rabbanon. So the Rif and the Rambam quote, but to go yud beis mil, that's already a din derais. And the Balei HaTosfos hold that all Tchumen is only the Rabban, even Yud Beis Mil. The Bavli never says a word about Yud Beis Mil. The whole Makar is only the Yerushalmi. So in Saita, Taisus quotes heavily from the Yerushalmi. In other Masechtas and Shas, Taisus rarely quotes the Yerushalmis. And even though they do quote Yerushalmis, a lot of time they say we don't accept the Yerushalmi. So that's a Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber Paskins like the Ramam and the Rif, that our Yud Beis Mil is Tchumen Derais, and the Ramah says Vashkenazim, we don't follow that. So here there's Rebbe Akiva. Bo bayom darsh Rebbe Akiva. We don't accept Rebbe Akiva's drasha. He says that alpai mam is 1 mil. He also tchum and alpai mam is deraisa. We don't accept his opinion. So how do we farem for the steer between the two psukim? There's the bemches sorry halvim. So he measured 1,000 amas. Then he says he measured 2,000 amas. So which is it? Rebbe Akiva said the 2,000 amas has nothing to do with dori halvim. He measured 2,000 amas to be kaver tchum Shabbos, but it doesn't belong to the levim. Only 1,000 amas. But we follow our blood, Mano Shabir said, Lili Amer, no, the teretz to the pasuk is like this. Elef Amma Migrosh, Pai Mama Sodas Akramim. You give the Levim 48 cities, the Memches, or Halvim, plus 2,000 Amis in each direction, northeast, southwest. The first Elef Amma of the Alpai Mama that they get is supposed to be Migrosh. It's supposed to be, you don't plant anything over there. No grass, you just have parking lots, I guess. You don't plant Tvue. You don't plant vegetables, you don't plant anything. And the next Elef Amma is Svesodas Akramim, and that does belong to the Ari Halvim. That's part of the Ari Halvim. So that's, we accept his pshat. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's pshat, that the Alpai Mama is a Dindaras. We accept Rabbi Loza Menosha Abdiya Saglili. Here there's a Rashi, that the Rashash chaps the Rashi. Rashi writes on the word Migrosh, Rechova, a plaza, Pinuyo Mizriya Umibatim Umayilonis Lenoyo Ir. For the beauty of the city, the first Elef Amma, northeast, south, west, around it, you just have a plaza area of Elef Amma. You don't have any houses there. This city should be self contained. So you have the houses in the middle, and you have empty space. You don't plant Zriya, you don't plant vegetables. And he says you don't plant Ilonis. You don't put any trees there. So that's against the Gemara in Bava Basra. There's a Beferish Gemara in Bava Basra that says that in the Elef Amma Migrosh, you are permitted to plant trees. And the Gemara proves that there's a difference between planting vegetables and planting trees. So the Gemara quotes Adin Derabbanan. Here we're discussing Adin Deraisa when you have the Memches, Ori Halvim. So they're not allowed to plant vegetables in the first Elef Amma, but they are permitted to plant trees. So the Gemara proves that there's a difference between planting vegetables and planting trees. So they prove it from a Din Derabbanan. There is a Din Derabbanan if you make an Erev, so you convert the area into Rishus HaYochid. Let's say you have an area that's a Rishus HaRabim, you have an area that's a... Thank you. You have an area that's a Carmelis. So you build walls around it. You pick an Erev around it. So you make an into Rishus HaYochid. So if it's a gigantic area, Yosem Beis HaSayim, a Beis HaSayim is 50 by 50 Amos. Beis HaSayim is twice 50 by 50. So 50 by 100 Amos. That was the size of the Chatzar HaMishkan. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they made the Mishkan, so it was 100 Amos long and 50 Amos wide. So that size is... Beis HaSayim is Chatzar HaMishkan. So you had walls around the Chatzar HaMishkan. They were allowed to carry on Shabbos. But nobody lived there. The Shechina was there, but no human beings lived there. So that's not a problem. What if you have walls around an area larger than Beis HaSayim? In Loi Hukaf Ledira, nobody lives there. So that's a Chumra Midirabbanan that you're not allowed to carry. If you have walls or an Erev around an area, Yosem Beis HaSimon, nobody lives there, so Midirabbanan. Then Atarot Rishu Sayachit, perfect Rishu Sayachit. Midirabbanan, we call it a Karpif, and you're not allowed to carry there. Why did they pick on this Shear of Yosem Beis HaSimon? Because they didn't want, in the later generation, they're going to make a Chumra, it's going to turn out that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were violating Hoytzor, Midirabbanan. If they're going to say that the Chotzer HaMishkan, which is Beis HaSayim, 50 by 100, nobody lives there, you're not allowed to carry, so we're a bunch of wise guys, we're going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu and HaShegetz, and Aaron HaKohen was HaShegetz, they were carrying in a carpet. So they didn't ask her what I was saying, HaKadoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they carried there, so they only asked her if it's Yosem and Beis HaSayim, Shalohukaf Ledir. So the Gemara says, what if you have an Erev around the whole area and people do live there? You have houses there. So that's called Hukaf Ledira. So let's say you have a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael and you have a lot of homes where the people live. But then you have farms where they plant vegetables or they plant grains or they plant whatever they plant there. And they're makbid, nobody should walk there. And you have stretches of farms, big areas. And it's all included in the Erev. So if you have planted, if you have Zriya planted, Yosem and Beis HaSayim, that area, even though there are houses there, but if you have a big stretch of an area, Yosem Beis HaSayim, where the people are makban not to walk there, because you're going to ruin the stuff that's growing, so that area has a din of a karpif, then you're not allowed, not only are you not allowed to carry in the karpif, you're not allowed to carry in the other area either, even though there's an area, if there's a mechitz around the whole thing, because it's nifrat l'mokam asolo, if you're not allowed to carry in this part here, there's an area around the whole table, and the right half of the table has vegetables and grain growing. And the left hand, you have all the houses, all the dormitories, let's say. But not only are you not allowed to carry here, because it's Yosem Beis HaSayim, you can't carry here even though it's Mukaf Mechitzas, because it's Nifrat L'Mokam Asolok. You'll make a mistake and carry from here into here. And this has a din of a Karpif. Karpif Midrabban, and is treated as a Carmelah. So that's why in all the Frumi Kibbutzim and Eretz Yisrael, they have a lot of things planting. So they make a lot of, they make a big area around the whole area, then they make many small Eruvin. Each area is self-contained. In each Erev is less than Beis HaSayim. So you're allowed to carry all over the place. Because each area that's enclosed, nobody lives there, where they have things planted, but they want to have everything should be a din like a Rishu Sayach, to be able to carry from one to the other. So they make sure that each Erev is very small and it's self-contained. So the Gemara says, what's Mevatel Dira? If you plant vegetables or you plant grain, or you plant bebalach. What if you plant trees? So the Gemara says, you plant trees? People can go on a hike? People go on a hike in a forest where there are trees. If you have so many trees that it's overgrown, you can't walk through, you have to chop down the trees, a different story. We're not talking overgrown. You go mountain climbing, you walk in between the trees. There's nothing abnormal about that. So the Gemara says, if you planted ilanois, it's not mevatel adira. Doesn't give it the status of a karpif. If you planted vegetables, zroim, then it is mevatel dira. So that whole din of karpif that we distinguish between planting trees as opposed to planting vegetables, that whole din is only a din midirabban. So the Gemara in Bava Basra is strange. The Gemara wants to prove a din deraisa on the level of deraisa in the first 1,000 amas around the city. You're not allowed to plant vegetables, but you are allowed to plant trees. So they bring a raya from a din derabbanan. How can you prove from a din derabbanan what a din deraisa is? What has one got to do with the other? There are a couple of other Gemaras like that also, scattered about in Shas, but the Gemara is discussing Adin Deraisa, and they prove what was the Din Deraisa by quoting Adin Derabbanan. So that's why Bochanan Wasserman has an essay in his Sefer Anivabas, because we assume called the Tikkun Rabbanan came Deraisa Tikkun. All the Dinim Derabbanan always have to be patterned after concepts that exist on the level of Deraisa. The building blocks of Halacha have to be Halachic terms, Halachic concepts that exist on the level of Deraisa. So the Gemara says it cannot be that midirabbanan they made a din of karpif and they made a distinction between planting trees and planting vegetables if on the level of the raisa there's never a difference between planting trees and planting vegetables. There are differences between fruits and vegetables on the level of the raisa. The din of orla only applies to fruits on the tree, doesn't apply to vegetables. Okay. And there are dinim of kilayim, there's no din of kilayim if you plant a pear tree next to an apple tree, next to an orange tree. No din of kilayim. There's a din of kilayim planting vegetables near each other. That's kilay hasada. Yeah, but the Gemara wants to know about a difference between plant, not a difference between fruits and vegetables. The difference between planting trees and planting vegetables. So the Gemara proves, since on the level of the Rabbanon, when you get the carpet, if you see that there's a difference, so that's a proof that on the level of the Raisin, there must have been a difference. Must be on the level of the Raisin, when you get to the Migrash around the city. So that's why the Rashash says that this Rashi is problematic. Rashi writes, the Mamasla Migrash, Rechove Penuya Mizriya, Mibatim Ume Ilonais. Isn't that against the Gemara Barbasa Me'ilonos? So when I was preparing for the shiur today, I was using my son's Gemara, a different edition. So that printed on the bottom of the page that there were other editions of the Gemara where this word Ilonos doesn't appear in Rashi. And this Gemara doesn't say. But my son's Gemara, it said a comment that there were other Kisveyad, but the word Ilonos doesn't appear, probably because of the Taina, the Rashash. It's against the Gemara Barbasa. That the Migrosh around the city, you're just not allowed to plant vegetables or grain, but you are allowed to plant trees. So that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozer, Menosh, Rabbi Yosef Glili. How do you interpret the Psukim? Is the din of Apai Mama a din deraisa? And that's what the Pasuk is referring to? Oh no, when you give the Memchas Ari Halvim, they get 2,000 Namas around the city. First Namas is Migrosh, parking lot. And the next 1,000 Namas is Sadeh Sekramim that belongs to the Levi. Then there's a third Bo Bayom. Bo Bayom Darash Abakiva. It says very often in Chumash, Vaydabra Hashem al Moshe Lemar. So in the standard translation, it usually says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, that the word Lemar means colon. If we would write the Chumash today, we wouldn't write Lemar. Vaydabra Hashem al Moshe, colon, the Kudat time. So you don't need the whole word Lemar. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Yuma, that's not what it means. Lema doesn't mean saying. Kolon means Vedav Hashem Moshe Lema Li Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom gave Moshe Rabbeinu permission and authorization that he should tell it over to Bnei Yisrael. And if he wouldn't have told them authorization to say, it would have been understood that is Babal Toimer. If I ever tell you, I'll tell you I don't like my boss. I'm thinking of leaving. I'm thinking of divorcing my wife. Or whatever. I tell you something in confidence. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to tell it to anybody else if I didn't give you authorization. There's a din of privacy. Whatever I tell you is understood that it's Babal Toimer. You're not allowed to tell anyone else unless I give you authorization to say it all. So the Gemara understands that from the word, Vaydabra Hashem al Moshe, Lemar li Yisrael. So every so often there's a pasuk that you can't translate Lemar li Yisrael, Lemar l'acherim. You can't translate like that. Like it says, Vayida Yankeh Neda Lamer, Yilakimi Madi Yishmarani Badar Chazeh, and so on. So how do you mean Vayida Yankeh Neda Lamer? How do you translate Lamer? So what are you going to say over there? So Tosis in Chulin on the first half quotes the Medrash, Lamer Ladaris. Vayida Yankeh Neda, Yankeh Mavina took a Neda, it was a Neda based Zorah. He was petrified, he was running away from his brother Esav. Esav wanted to kill him. So the pasuk says, "Vayidei Yankev Neder Leimul Adaris," to teach all the future generations that when we are based Sarah, we should also be Mekabel Neder. So every time it says the word Leimar, so the Gemara understands it doesn't mean saying; it doesn't mean colon. And in the way we write today, we would leave out the whole word Leimar. Leimar means Leimar Lacher. So here it says, "Oz Yashem Moshe Menes Hashashiyos Az Lashem Vayomru Leimar." How do you translate the word lemar? It's vayomru colon. What do you need lemar? Doesn't mean lemar l'acherim. Unless it means like this. Oz Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael, they sang a shira, lemar l'doros, to teach all the future generations that whenever we experience a Yeshua, we should also sing shira, we should also say hallel. Maybe that's what it means. Like vayankev, vayidah yankev neder, lemar l'doros. And maybe that's what it means here. So Rabbi Kiva says, a different Rosh. Oz Yosef Moshe Bnei Yisrael as Hashir Oz as Hashem Vayom Ruleim Hashem Tam Aleim Aleim. You don't need the word Lamer. What does it mean? Ma Tam Aleim Aleim cannot mean colon. That's what the Tanoim assume. It never means saying. Malamad Shai Yisrael Oinim Shirach Rab Shal Moshe Al Kol Dover V'Dover. Means that there was responsive reading. When they recited Oz Yashir, Moshe Rabbeinu said a phrase, a half a pasuk, Bnei Yisrael responded. Moshe Rabbeinu said the next phrase, and they responded. They were saying back and forth. Responsive reading. That's what it means, lemar. Moshe Rabbeinu said, and that evoked the response from Bnei Yisrael. But now there's a machlekes hatanoim. How did the responsive reading take place? Was it like a kikurin es hashma? Was it like a kikurin es hahalo? What's the difference? Karinas Hashma, the din is, let's say, what do you do when you come home on Friday night? You say Kiddush. Every person in the house says Kiddush. One person says Kiddush, and everybody's Yotze with Shemea Koina. Every person says Havdalah and Matzah Shabbos. One person says Havdalah, and everybody's Yotze. There are some mitzvahs where we don't permit Shemea Koina. Let's say Sfiras Omer. It says, Usfartim Lachem. So the Gemara says, Shetei Sfiru Lachalechot V'yechot. And some of the Rishonim learn, Amechudish Dik Pshat. The Pashup Pshat is not so. Pashup Pshat is, Usfartim Lachem Shetei Sfiru Lachalechot V'yechot. You shouldn't think that Sfiras Omer is for the purpose of being Koveh Shavuos. So only the Bez Nagadol should be Mechuyiv. Like Bez Nagadol is Mechuyiv to count the years to lead up to Shemitah, to lead up to Yovel. Usfartim Lachem Sheva Shapso Sharim. That's only a mitzvah on the Bez Nagol. So the Ravid writes in his Pirush on the Torah's Kohanim on Parshas Amor, one would have thought that Sfiras Haim is also for the purpose of Kviyas Haluach, so the Bez Nagol should count Sfiras Haim. So the Tanoim say no, Sfaratim Lachem should take Sfir Luchalecha V'yachod, it's a Chayvus HaYochid, it's not a Chayvus HaTzibur that's taken care of by the Bez Nagol, the Chayvus HaYochid. That's the way we usually learn Pashup Shem. So on Shulchan Aruch they quote the Chumrah that some Rishonim interpreted, that although normally by Kiddush and Abdullah you allow Shemei Koine, one person says Kiddush and everybody's Yotze, one person reads the Megillah and everybody's Yotze, how are we Yotze? It says everyone is supposed to read the Megillah. Shemei Koine, one person blows shofar and everybody pays attention, everybody's Yotze. Shemei Koine, it's considered as if everybody blew shofar. So one might have thought the same is by Sfira Seimer. One person should tell Sfira, and everybody will be Yotze. So that's what the drasha of the Chachamim is. You shouldn't permit Shemei Koine. So we're machmer for that. We don't allow Shemei Koine by Sfira Seimer. Most poskim hold you do allow Shemei Koine on the bracha. Let's say the rabbi will say the bracha, the chazan will say the bracha, everybody will be yotze with the bracha, and then they'll count on their own. So you do allow Shemei Koine on the bracha. You just don't allow Shemei Koine on the sphere itself. Some achrayim want to say you don't even allow Shemei Koine on the bracha. Why is that? So they followed the opinion of the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mordechai quotes the Rav Yoh. Then you say, let's say, what did we count last night? We counted 24. So the Rav Yoh says, he said, Bracha, to Hashem lo kerem achem, Shem Shem says, it's one al sphere, so I'm a, Shehayom, Arbo av Yesrim Yom. What Shehayom? It's all one sentence, and you don't say Amen till he finishes the whole sentence. We don't do like that. We say, Shegrishan abim mitzvah, so it's one al sphere, so I'm a, Amen. That's the end of the Bracha. And then the mitzvah is the next line, Hayom, and last night we said, 24 days in sphere, so I'm. So the Rav Yoh has, it's one long sentence, sphere, so I'm a, is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. And the bracha doesn't end until you say Shehein. Last night we said Shlosha Shavuos or Shlosha Yamin Ba'ayim, and then you say Amen. That's when the bracha ends, when you say Amen at the end. So the Rav Yoh is of the opinion that the Sfiras Ha'ayim is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So if you have this drasha for the Tanaim, Shetei Sfira L'Chalechad V'Yechad, we don't permit Shemei Ka'ina on Sfiras Ha'ayim, so you wouldn't allow it on the bracha either, because the Sfira Saima is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. That was a Takaras Chacham. You should be Mikam Sfira Saima in the form of a bracha. But we don't do that. We say Amen after Al Sfira Saima Amen. That's the end of the bracha. So the bracha, we do allow Shemei Koine. We just don't permit Shemei Koine on the Sfira itself. So the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran on the Rif in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes our Yerushalmi that there are three halachas where we don't permit Shemei Koine mid the Rabbanim. One is Kriyashma for the purpose of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. So Yishalmi says, it's not proper. I should say Kriyashma, you just sit back and you're masking. Yaitse Kriyashma, you should be Mekabbalah Samach Hashemayim on your own. It's not proper. The second case is davening. You have a chayla b'soch beischa. You need a shidduch for your grandchild. You need a parnasa for a child. You have a tzorach. To Zog, say, talk to the Baruch Shalom yourself. Well, speak for yourself. What I should say the Bakasha, and you'll be out to Shemei Koine. Whoever has a Tzorech should ask the Bakasha on his own. It's not proper. You should rely on someone else. Right, you have no Breira. You have no Breira, so you say Shemei Koine on the Kedusha, right? That's how Rashi and Tosis quote from the Bahag, right. And then the third case, the Rishon, the three cases the Rishon has, if we don't permit Midirabbanon, you don't permit shemekan. Let's say a person has a condition, he can't talk. He's not allowed to talk. He's unable to talk. Then we would revert back to the din deraisa, b'shas hadchak. We would revert back. You would say shemekan and kriyashma also. Whereas if a person doesn't have a problem, he's able to say kriyashma on his own, so you have to say on your own. We don't allow shemekan by kriyashma and by davening. And the third case is we don't allow shemekan by brachas on eating food. That you ask the other guy to eat the food for you. You're going to eat the breakfast on your own. So you should say your own bracha before and after eating the food.
You
say hamotzi lechem in aretz, hamotzi everybody. Oh, so the Mishnah says in brachas, you can only say hamotzi to be motzi the others if hasebu. If they're all sitting around the table with haseba. Because manazan nobody eats the haseba. So Tosu says, yeshiva didan ke haseba de tu. If everybody's sitting around the table, so it's one chabura eating the meal. So the whole group only has to offer one hamotzi. It's not that one person says hamotzi, everybody's yotze, which Shemei HaKoinetz considers as if all the 10 people said hamotzi. The whole chabur offers one hamotzi. And benching mezuman, b'zman ha-gemara, the practice was, only one person said the benching, the other said amen. So it's not that the others were yotze with Shemei HaKoinetz, the whole halacha was, shlosh shloch kachas, are obligated, the chabur is obligated to offer one birchas hamotzi. But it's not based on Shemei HaKoinetz.
So why did we keep the moitzi and we didn't keep the benching the same way?
I mean, why is it that everybody benches on their own?
No, I'm saying if the moitzi.
Yeah. So on Shulchan Aruch they explain as follows. They say HaMoitzi is short, so people can pay attention to the other one. At Birchas HaMazon, we have difficulty focusing and concentrating to what someone else said. We have it easy to talk. We can all chatter very easily, but to pay attention to what someone else says is not easy. So Hamotzi Lachman Aretz is one short sentence, and then we assume we'll pay attention. But the Birchas HaMazon, Rabbi Yosef Karo quotes Rishonim already, we recommend everyone should say the benching along softly. The one who benches Mizuman should say the whole benching out loud, because the Ikar HaDin is that everyone's supposed to be Yotze with his Birchas HaMazon. It's one Birchas HaMazon for the whole Chabura. But because we're afraid we may not pay attention, we may lose our concentration in the middle because it's so long till the end of the benching. So the Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Shulchan Aruch recommends everybody should say along softly with the one who's benching mezuman. Yeah. So these are the three exceptions that the Yerushalmi has, that you don't allow Shemei HaKoinetz. So what happens if someone is saying, I don't know how to say Kriya Shema, I don't have a sitter, and someone is going to say for me. So we don't permit Shemei HaKoinetz. So he's going to say slowly, Shema Yisrael, what am I going to say after him? I'm going to say word for word everything that he said, because you don't allow Shemei HaKoinetz. That was the Chumrah of the Yerushalmi. We don't permit Shemei HaKoinetz. They quote a famous vort in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and really says it in the Ritva. He pointed out, the Ritva and the Vilna Gaon point out, it says in the first Mishnah in Brochus, Me'emes HaKorin Es HaShema Bo Aravin. When does everybody recite Kriya Shema? It says Korin. In the Megillah it says HaKoreh HaMegillah Oymed V'Yosheh. How come there it says HaKoreh in the singular and by Kriya Shema it says in the plural? So the Ritva says because of this Yerushalmi, because by Kriya Shema you can't allow one person to recite Kriya Shema, everybody will be Yotze. Because Yerushalmi says we don't permit Shemei HaKoinah by Kriya Shema. But by Mikra Megillah we do permit Shemei HaKoinah. So that's why it says HaKoreh HaMegillah Oymed V'Yosheh. One person reads the Megillah.
But the Megillah is a long thing.
Okay. So we hope, since it has a chavivas, it's only once a year, so we hope people will pay attention.
It's the same thing with the Sfartem Lachem, the Rachras HaShavar, Sfartem is plural. It's talking to the entire Jewish population, as opposed to the Sfar Chal Luchot, Sfartem.
Sfartem L'chol Echot V'Yechot. So here, the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanoim, when they recited Oz Yosher originally, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, so there was responsive reading. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu said phrase by phrase, and what did they say? So the second Tana says, Rab Nechemya Omer Kikoinus Hashma Velo Kikoinus HaHalo. HaHalo, you do allow Shemei HaKoinah. So Bizman HaGemara, the people didn't have a sitter. Most of the people didn't know how to say Halo. So the Chazim probably had to say Fetilim. So the Chazim would say, Haluko Halu Avdei Hashem Hal. He would say Psukim. And everybody would say Hallelujah at the end of it. But like if someone says Kiddush, we don't say word for word after them. We say Amen at the end of the bracha. So when the Chazim would say the Hallel, they would say Hallelujah at the end of every pasuk. Aye, but they didn't say the whole pasuk. You don't have to say the pasuk. Shemei HaKoinah. We heard the pasuk from the Chazim. So we heard the Hallel Shemei HaKoinah. But if you have someone, the chazan is reciting Kriyashma, and the tzibah doesn't know how to recite Kriyashma, they can't just say, at the end of every pasuk, they say Shema Yisrael. No, you have to say over the whole pasuk. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. When they had the responsive reading of Oz Yashir on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf, what was the response of the tzibah? So the second Tana says, Rav Nechemiah says, it was kikorinus hashma, but not kikorinus hahalal. Like when the chazan says kriyashma, everybody has to say phrase by phrase. They had everybody, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashir al Hashem ki goy goy, everybody said Hashir al Hashem ki goy. Sus v'racha rama vayam, sus v'racha rama vayam. They said word for word, phrase by phrase, everything that he said. Not like korinus sahalot, that you do rely on Shem Ekoin. And Rabbi Kiva, the first Tana said, bo bayam, he says he doesn't think so. Ki korinus sahalel. Moshe Rabbeinu said a phrase, and they said, Hashir al Hashem ki goy goy. Then he said the next pasuk, they said, Hashir al Hashem ki goy goy. Just like at the halo, you say haluluko. At the end of every pasuk that the chazan says, everybody says haluluko. That's like aniya somin at the end of kiddush. You have to say over the whole kiddush. So that was the machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Nechemiah. They both agreed that the Oz Yosher was recited responsively, but they had a machlekes, a starka machlekes. What did the tzibur say? Did they say phrase by phrase, or did they say the same refrain after each pasuk?
What about Hadaras Hashat? One of the three exceptions is
dominant.
So, isn't Hazaras
Hashatz
supposed to be a
Yeah, the Gemara says Hazaras Hashatz. What motivated the Chachamim to introduce Hazaras Hashatz is because of the Eina Boki. So, if the person is an Eina Boki, then you revert back to the Din Deraisa that you do allow Shema Ekoin Mikra. Then you allow Shema Ekoin even by Kriyashma, and even by Tefillah, and even by Bichas Hamazon and Hamoitzi.
And the Mishnah cursed you at the end, because you don't know how to read.
Okay. The Gemara says, two people ate bread, so there's no mezumen. Two people ate bread, there's no mezumen. So the Gemara says, mitzvah lecholik. So you shouldn't have one person bench and be moitzi the other one, because we don't permit Shemei Kaine by benching. But what if one is a seif and one is a boor, one is learned and one does know how to bench? So seif and mevarach, a boor yotze bibachosai. Because he does not have he's an Amoret. So you revert back to the Din Deraisa that you do permit Shemei Kaina. Mikra Din, you say Shemei Kaina even on these three.
Wait, but why not do like you said with Kriyashma, where you keep word for word? One guy says word one, word two.
I don't know. See, here they made Takana. It'll take them forever. They're going to say the Hoshma and Esri.
I don't know.
There were more Machma than Kriyashma. The Kriyashma is there, I said, they said, we shouldn't permit Shemei Kaina, let everybody say phrase by phrase. Shemei said they gave the Amehorets a break, so they said, we'll permit, since they don't know how to daven, we'll permit them to be Yotze with Shemei Kaina.
Yeah. And one more question, what about their bigness in the hand? And you said that's the third one, right? Brachas on food. So I've seen a lot of times people saying, oh, I have a suffix bracha, I'm not sure, you know, why don't you make a bracha for me and I'll be Yotze with you? Is that a valid
comment? I mean, if they have a suffix bracha. Okay, if they don't know whether they're supposed to say a bracha or not. So you have a shas al trak, so you revert back to the din deraisa. Have a suffix if I'm supposed to say a bracha. Yeah. Then the Mishnah continues. Bo bayom, the same day, all the others were Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva. That's the connection, because the perek starts with Rabbi Kiva. Now all of a sudden it's not Rabbi Kiva. So what do they quote this bichlal? Is a problem. Boba yom darash abishur ben hurkinis. The adam achlekes hatanoim. How from was Eov?
Because of the end, it says the first
Rabbi Kiva. Okay. We'll see as we go. We go further. Okay. It's parallel to one of the earlier cases. So Baba Yami said there was a machlekes hatanoim. How from was Eov? One who there's a mitzvah avas Hashem and a mitzvah of yiras Hashem. The two are interconnected. If a person is going to be ava, he's not going to have any yiras Hashem. Just loves the Rebbe Shlom, buddy, loves him. So there's not going to be any. We're going to be yiras Hashem. He's going to tzitta. He's going to fall to pieces. Not going to be any avas Hashem. So everybody has to figure out some happy balance between avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. To the extent that you have ava, you're going to be missing yira. So the shayla is which there's a mitzvah v'haptos Hashem l'kecha, mitzvah Hashem l'kecha tira. So which of the two is the more important? So the Mishnah assumes that avas Hashem is more important than the yiras Hashem. Okay, that's how the Ramban writes on the pasuk Sochas Yom Shabbos Lekatshoi, he says, the fact that we observe mitzvah sesei flows from the fact that we have the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. We want to demonstrate Allah for the Ribbon Shalom, so we do whatever He wants us to do. We do all the mitzvah. The fact that we avoid violation of Aloy Sesei, we don't do Averis, that demonstrates our Yiras Hashem. We don't want to violate His wish. So which of the two is the more important, the demonstration of Avos Hashem, the demonstration of Yiras Hashem? So the Ramban says, the Halacha says, Esed Doich Aloy Sesei. If you have a conflict, if you have a clash, you can only fulfill the mitzvah by violating an Avera. So he said, that's why Esed Doich Aloy Sesei, because the Esed demonstrates Avos Hashem, and the Aloy Sesei is Yiras Hashem, so Avos Hashem is more important. So that's the assumption of this Mishnah. So the first Tana, Rabbi Yishua ben Hurkina, says that Iyav loved Yiras Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ela Miyava. He loved Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemer, how do you know? Iyav suffered a lot, and he says, even if the Baruch Shalom is going to kill me, I still love him. I'll never have any tarumis. Doesn't have any tarumis. Hen yiktalani lo ayachli. Even if he kills me, I love the Baruch Shalom. I hope for his Yeshua. And that pasuk is a little unclear. Vadaina davar shakul. One, it's a little unclear. How do you read the pasuk? Lo ayachel, I will hope unto him, or lo ayachel mitan aleph. If he kills me, that's the end. The jig is up. So I don't hope unto him. Vadaina davar shakul. It's a little unclear. Lo ani mitzapa, or any mitzapa. How do you read the pasuk? Lo ayachel mitavav ti mitan aleph. Tam
alayma.
I'm not sure. I didn't look it up. I'm not sure. Someone has to look in Iyav Yud Gimel. How is it written in the novel? It's a Kriyak Siv, probably. Probably a Kriyak Siv. It says with an Aleph. So they're not sure whether it's supposed to be a Kriyak Siv or you really read it Loi Nit. Loi Mit an Aleph. Nit. So the other Pasik in a different parak says, Haregva Loyasu Tumasim Imeni. Till the day that I die, I will be betmimus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love him. Malamed, what do you see? Shemei Ava Osa. Iyav was a zera from a yid. He loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did everything the Rabbi Yeshua. So Yeshua makes a comment. Mi galof me'enecha Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai. Sho yisa dorish kol yamecha. You always used to say in public. Shalom avad Iyav is amokam elam yira. Used to say he only served HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of yira. He didn't serve out of avo. Shenemer ish tam yireli kim. V'sor me'ra. Rabbi Yechim Adzakat said, based on that pasuk in the beginning of the year, he was Yireh Elokim. It doesn't say Oyev Elokim, it says Yireh Elokim. Look what happened over here. Hello, Yeshua Talmid Talmidcha, one of your Talmidim, Lomar, he teaches Shemiyabo Asa. You see that he proved that you were wrong. So you say, this is quoted, I think that's what the Mefarshim said. This was quoted in the Mishnah, even though it's not Bo Bayom Darash Abakida, but it's similar to what they said before about Rabbi Yechim Adzakat. Okay. Okay. You have a mitzvah this week, Sedra, Kedoshim Tihyu. A Yisrael is created not only B'Tzelem Elokim, Yisrael is a Madrega Bonim Lamokim, a higher Madrega. So Kedoshim Tihyu, Kikodesh Ani Hashem Elokech, we have the same DNA as the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have to act in a form of Kiddusha, Kiddushim Tihiyu. I met someone this week was telling me, I knew his father had learned in Miri Yeshiva in Europe. And they were all the people who learned Miri Yeshiva were very, very influenced by the Mashgiach. The Mashgiach had more influence than the Rosh Yeshiva there. Mashgiach made them all into Bali Musa. Most of them. Some of them were characters. They were always characters. But those who were influenced by the Mashgiach, those who let themselves be influenced, became big Bali Musa. So he tells me that when he has Yahrzeit for his father, at Yahrzeit 2 months ago, so he says the family gathers together. The father left at Tzavua. He wants every year on the Yahrzeit the family should gather together, the children and the grandchildren, and they should review what did they do in the course of the past year to improve l'shaper es maaseim, to improve their observance of mitzvahs, menschlichkeit, and so on. That's what it means, Kedoshim Tihiyu. Kedoshim Tihiyu, a person should always strive for higher levels. So some people misunderstand Kedoshim Tihiyu. They think that you have to have mochumers and mochumers and mochumers. That's not necessarily a higher level of religious observance. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Some people think to do meshuga nishtik, to have tainas dibur, not to talk to anybody. Rav Moshe Feinstein was a very sociable person. Chavetz Chaim was very talkative. He was careful not to talk Lashon Hara. That doesn't have to, that's not necessarily the way you fulfill Kedoshim to you. You have to act like a man, should be sociable and friendly with everybody, and still strive for Kedushin. We know what Kedusha is. The Torah requires of us, we should always be striving. We'll never be able to attain. That's what the Sifra has a comment. Kedoshim Tiyu, Yochol Kamoini, maybe I'm calling upon you to be the same level of Kedusha that I am. Tamalami Kikodesh Ani, Kedushasi Lemaila Mikdushaschem. Means the Rebbe Shalom doesn't have to strive. He's on a certain level of Kedusha. Human beings keep on changing. So, human beings are called Mahalchim. The Malachim, it says, V'nasate l'cho Mahalchim bein ho'imdim o'ele. So the Malachim are referred to as Oimdim. Malachim, shtein af ha-madrege, and they can't advance and they can't regress. They stay on the same madrege. Pashtus is Malachim don't have b'chir v'chavshis. Human beings have b'chir v'chavshis. So they're always moving. So that's what the Bali Musa say, that a person should always try to improve himself. If he's not going to improve, he's not going to stay on the same madrege. He's going to regress. So people should always strive to become more Kaddish, more Kaddish. But we know what Kedusha means. It does mean all of these Meshug and Ishtik that people think. Kedusha means closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Closer means to act more like a mensch. You look around, a lot of times there's a misunderstanding. People imagine what a tzaddik is. So you look at some of the unusual tzaddikim of our generation, and they do strange things. They do a lot of them strange things. That's not what the tzaddikim in the earlier generations did. They didn't do strange things. They did normal things. They acted normal. They were normal human beings. They spoke to everybody. They didn't go to the deserts and not talk to anybody human. Kedoshim Tiyu means we should always keep on striving to improve ourselves every year. Kikodesh Ani, we should try to strive for higher madrigs. The Rebbe Shalom is Kedushas Elamayla Mikdushaschem. We should always strive. I was very impressed when he told me that's his father wrote that. His father was a Bal Musa. His father wrote in the Savoy that every year on the Yahrzeit he wants all the children and the grandchildren to gather together to review in their minds what did they do in the course of the past year, the Shaper Maaseh. That's what it should be.
I didn't have
time for Shemantov yet. Welcome to you, Mazel Tov. My daughter got engaged last week.
Baruch Tov, in Toronto. We are the pastors.
Yes, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Who got married? Your sisters?
My sister's number four son.
Oh, okay.
To Sandy Hofstetter's. Do you know Sandy Hofstetter?
Lives in Toronto.
So he and my father were close friends.
Oh.
So Sandy was very, very nice. I'm